Well, it's pretty slow going heading out of Auckland tonight ahead of the long weekend. And our reporter Louise Tanous is on a motorway overbridge in central Auckland. Louise, tell us, how is it looking?
Yeah, hi Lisa. I'm at the Wellington Street overbridge and just behind me is the Southern Motorway moving out of the city, and I can tell you now it is very backed up. Now, the traffic around me is severely building up. Let's remember again that the school holidays are also on, so it's a super busy time, and Anzac Day falls into that long weekend as well with those school holidays. I checked just recently and it was about 2 hours from Albany to the city, and for those holiday destinations like Coromandel and Whangamata, you're looking at 3 to 4 hours plus.
Wow, and the weather's not helping, Louise. Who's the mean producer who sent you out on a night like tonight? Hey, what is the advice that Waka
Lisa, called? When the rain comes, people kind of forget to drive.
Yeah, and looking at the cars over your shoulder, they are moving pretty slowly. So what advice is Waka Kotahi giving motorists?
Yeah, so Waka Kotahi has basically said that the heavy traffic is inevitable. It is a long weekend, but they're urging motorists to plan ahead. So the key to that is trying to find an off-peak time. So peak traffic coming out of Auckland was from about 12 p.m. today it started, and they're expecting that to run until 8 tonight. It's the same sort of situation tomorrow for Saturday, about 10:30 till about 3 p.m. Try and avoid that time if you can, but they're urging people to use their online journey planner to see just how long things will take. And they've also stopped most roadworks heading around the northern region to try and reduce those times. But basically the advice is just try and find an off-peak time, and good luck to everyone who's travelling out of Auckland for this long weekend.
Kia ora rā, e ho. Go find somewhere dry, Louise. Thanks so much. Louise Tanous in central Auckland, and the traffic is moving pretty slowly, as she said there.